Watch, James Carville, If Marxist Hassan Piker Becomes Force in Democrat Party I'm Out of Here. By Amy Furr on August 3, 2026. Longtime Democrat strategist James Carville does not want to share his political party with far-left commentator and Marxist Hassan Piker. While speaking during an interview on the Sunday briefing, Carville said, "I am not going to be in the same party with Hassan Piker, I can tell you that right now. If he becomes a force in the Democratic Party, I'm out of here," Fox News reported. "I have no intention of ever being in the same political party with that guy. I think an overwhelming majority of Democrats agree with me. But this idea that we're going to seize the means of production, and just go look at the DSA platform. You don't have to look any further than that. It may be that the two-party system is just going to be under tremendous stress here in the coming months. I mean, you see it with Tucker, Carlson, and Marjorie Taylor Greene on the Republican side," he added. "I can't sit here and tell you for certain how this is going to turn out, but the one thing I can tell you for certain, Hassan Piker and James Carville are not going to be in the same political party. One of us is going to leave. It might even be me," Carville concluded. In July, Piker berated moderate liberals during a College Democrats of America (CDA) convention in Washington, D.C., at the Walter E. Washington Convention Center. The Breitbart News article noted that Piker, who was wearing a suit styled like those Chinese dictator Mao Zedong wore, is a Marxist and the millionaire nephew of the Young Turks Cenk Uygur. "No more to the Democrats who compromise, who conciliate, and who betray us. No more to the fascist reactionaries, but no more to the Democrats who will collaborate and cooperate with the fascists, who will fund ICE, who will fund Israel, who will help poison the planet, who will stiff workers and help bosses. We don't need those Democrats anymore," he told the audience. Despite Mao's communist regime resulting in tens of millions of deaths in China, Piker has told his fans that he refuses to criticize him and called him one of the great leaders of this world, the report stated. An estimated 65 million Chinese died under Mao's brutal dictatorship while he tried to create a new socialist China, per the Heritage Foundation's website. "Anyone who got in his way was done away with by execution, imprisonment, or forced famine," historian Lee Edwards wrote in 2010. Despite the horrors he inflicted on the Chinese people, Lee noted that Zedong remains the most honored figure in the Chinese Communist Party. In 2019, Piker said America deserved 9/11, adding, "Fuck it, I'm saying it," Breitbart News reported at the time. Carville last week said, "The Democratic Party. This country is in grave peril, and in my opinion the Democratic Party is not meeting the moment," per Breitbart News. Click here to read more article about the radical Piker.